So finally, after a year, Jefferson relents. Even then, he's very reluctant to accede to Washington's request that they be exchanged for American prisoners. When he finally does, the Colonel Hamilton story comes to an end. But what it reveals is that Jefferson was not afraid of conflict and combat, that he was not, in fact, too delicate in dealing with his opponents. Okay, so what I want to do now is look at the actual crisis that faces Virginia. Point out that Jefferson does actually have powers to deal with it. In May of 1780, he and his council were granted emergency powers to call up 20,000 men whenever they thought necessary. Well, in the fall of 1780, British General Cornwallis invades North Carolina, and in so doing, puts Virginia's capital at Richmond in danger. The American commanders on the scene, Greene, Gates, and Steuben, beg Jefferson for troops. Jefferson's response is dilatory. He offers them some militia, provided they can be induced to go willingly. And obviously very few of them are willing to go willingly. Those that do show up without any weapons. Gates is exasperated. He writes, "Your Excellency will be necessarily led into an inquiry about the lack of supplies, that they're unarmed, as it carries exceedingly the appearance of neglect or fraud." In September of 1780, Jefferson learns that the British are about to invade, as they do, in fact, on October 20. Jefferson engages in no activity to defend Virginia. He doesn't call out the militia. He does nothing. And on October 20th, General Leslie and 5,000 men invade the Chesapeake Bay with a fleet of 60 sail. They take Newport News. They take Hampton. They take Portsmouth. They burn important shipping facilities. Jefferson never calls out the militia. It's traditional that the Virginia governor will not only call out the militia, but lead it into battle against the foe. Jefferson does none of this. Fortunately, they do re-embark on November 15th, but this is only because Cornwallis has ordered that so that they can redeploy in force. In late December 1780, he learns again that another fleet has invaded the Chesapeake. Again, he refuses to call out the militia, claiming it's just a foraging party. When he learns that the fleet is in the James River, then he finally calls out a few county militias to try to defend Petersburg, which is where the Virginia supplies are kept, and starts moving those supplies to Richmond. On January 4th, 1781, he learns that the British are not headed for Petersburg, but for Richmond itself. There's 900 of them, and they're led by the American turncoat, Benedict Arnold. Jefferson's unprepared, and on the following day, the capital of Virginia is taken. Now, to his credit, Jefferson is heroically busy up to the last minute, moving his family and munitions as much as he can out of the capital. But he can't protect the capital. And finally, on January 7th, Arnold leaves Richmond and burns most of its public buildings. When Jefferson returns, the capital is in ashes. After that, Jefferson remains dilatory. He does very little to fortify the Virginia defenses. And he fails to capture Arnold, who only has 900 men. I mean, if you call out a few county militias, it wouldn't be too difficult to get him. By mid-April, he learns that Cornwallis has taken Jamestown and Petersburg. Jefferson evacuates from Richmond on May 15th and moves the government and his family to Charlottesville. Finally, on June 2nd, he decides that his tenure as governor has expired, and resigns. In the midst of immense crisis, Jefferson walks away from a war in Virginia, and Jefferson will do this again at the end of his presidency. Well, the British don't know that he's resigned, and in fact, most of the members of the legislature don't accept his resignation, legitimate, until a new governor is in his place. So on June 3rd, the British, under command of Lieutenant Colonel Banastre Tarleton, try to capture Jefferson and those members of the government who are staying with him at Monticello. Jefferson is warned on June 4th, and it's a remarkable scene. A rider rides up, and he's in the middle of breakfast, this big, elegant breakfast with his visitors. He tells them the British are right down at the end of the hill. Casually, he finishes his breakfast, slowly starts packing his papers. Eventually, he does get out and just beats the British out. But not all of his guests do. Several of the legislators are, in fact, captured by the British and subsequently released. Well, one of the people that had been staying with him was Patrick Henry, that figure that he'd idolized years before. Henry is disgusted with Jefferson's performance, and on June 12th, he moves in the new assembly that they resolve that at the next session of the assembly, an inquiry be made into the conduct of the executive of the state for the last 12 months.